Let's get started, guys. Let's get started. Let's pray. Let's pray. And then we'll get started. Dear kind and heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us together this morning. Thank you for giving us your word. Lord, I just ask that you be with us as we study your word and that you fill us up the only way that you can. Encourage us to hold on and continue to seek you with all our heart. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Continue to seek you with all our heart. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, guys. It always feels good. It always feels good to pray. It's always a feel-good factor. Let's flip it around. Let's flip it around. Okay. Right. So we're reading from Zechariah today, guys. Has anyone read the book of Zechariah? Has anyone read the book of Zechariah? I haven't read it before. I haven't read Zechariah before. I think I want to read it today because I want to understand this. I think I want to read it this morning or try to. But has anyone read it before? Anyone read it that could give us a quick synopsis? No. Yeah, no. You guys there? Can you guys hear me? No, you haven't read it, Ladybug? No, Sheila? No, not sorry. Okay. We'll read it together, guys. We'll read it together one time. I'm going to read it today. But I think you've read it. Okay. I'm in the US and not religious, but fine. Oh, thank you, Naomi. God bless you, honey. Okay. No, heaven. Okay, right. Well, we're reading from Zechariah. What is the title today, guys? What is the title of the devotion today? What's the title? What is it saying to us? What's the title? The title of the word today is what's it saying? There's definitely a delay. Seek God with all the heart. Seeking God. Seek God with all. Is it some of the heart, guys? Is a little bit of the heart? With all the heart. Okay. We're reading from Zechariah 9, verse 12. Zechariah 9, verse 12. And it says, turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee. Turn you to the stronghold. What is the stronghold, or who is the stronghold, guys? Who's the stronghold? Turn you to the stronghold. Who should we be turning to? Ye prisoners of stronghold, turn you to the stronghold. Who should we be turning to? Ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare I will render double unto thee. This is a promise from God. It's saying if we turn to the stronghold, if we turn to Jesus, if we turn to our Lord and Savior, those of us that are prisoners of hope, those of us that are hopeful Christians, those of us that are hopeful, prisoners to hope, even today. And we're not just talking about the days of Zechariah. We're talking about today. Us that are hopeful, prisoners to hope, even today. And we're not just talking about the days of Zechariah. We're talking about 24, even today, that he will render double unto thee, meaning he will give you double back. You will have a double portion. He will multiply you. Even today, there's promises that we have to say. You know, when we, the reason why the Bible has these promises, guys, and it declares them over and over again to us, is so that we can note them down. We can say, well, God, you say you cannot lie. But in Zechariah 9, verse 12, you said, if I turn to you, if I turn to the stronghold, you will render double unto me. We have to quote these scriptures back to him and say, well, Lord, you said, if I do this, if I seek you first, all these things will be added unto me. You said, Lord, if I come unto you when I'm weary and heavy laden, you will do what? You will give me rest. So we have to say all of these promises back to him in prayer and say, well, you are not a liar and you said this. So it must be true. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, guys? So Zechariah 9 verse 12, I haven't read the whole of Zechariah to give you the context, but let's go to the Bible. Let's go to the Bible. I know that in the book of Zechariah, the Israelites were under King Darius. They were under King Darius. The Israelites were under King Darius. And in chapter 9, it talks about the first burden. Don't know what that is. That sounds a bit horrible. But it's saying that the neighbouring heathen destroyed. So that's about the first burden. Don't know what that is. That sounds a bit horrible. But it's saying that the neighbouring heathen destroyed. So that's right, guys. What you'll see in the Bible over, right, guys, what you'll see in the Bible over God's will, time and time again, the story is repeated, whether it's in Genesis, God's will. Time and time again, the story is repeated, whether it's in Genesis. Back, guys. Can you hear me? Back, guys. Can you hear me?